I don't know who's got their yacht on, or excuse me, who's got their mic open, but please turn it off. Okay, I found people that don't have their mics shut off, so I'm now shutting off your mic. Okay. So, I'm going to do a roll call really quickly, and when I call your name, please let me know you're not a bot. If you don't respond or you tell me you have no microphone, then you just need to leave because we're not going to have bots in here. Mark, I know you. The United States vet, I know you. Yvonne C.
Hello.
Thank you. Mouse 59.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mark McCurley.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Douglas Wilson.
Here, present.
Thank you. Brian, I know you. Holes, I know you. Tootie, I know you. Nilo, I remember you. Dorian Dozer, you have such a fabulous name. How could I forget you? A2Z, can you please say a couple words?
Yes, hello. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Lori 85PS, can you please say a couple of words?
I am
thank
here.
You very much. KT 401.
Karen here.
Thank you. Micah, I know who you are. Viking Brian, I remember you. How could you not forget a Viking? Of course not. Deb Curtis, can you say a couple words, please?
Good evening.
Thank you. NDN Wampum, what a cute name. Can you say a couple words? NDN Wampum, can you please speak so we know you're not a bot, please? Okay, goodbye, NDN Wampum. Heidi Christie, I know who you are. White Crappy, can you please a couple words?
Hello, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Joy, I know who you are. Christy, I know who you are. We can, I know who you are. Michelle C, can you please say a couple words?
God bless you, Miss Parker.
Those are the best words ever.
Love it.
Elena Harrington, can you please say a couple words?
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Cesar, I know who you are. Diane B, I know who you are. Wendy, I know who you are. MG, can you please say a couple words?
Hello.
Thank you, ma'am. Chris, I know who you are. Snowman, I've talked to you before. J-Bone, you're good. Kimber Sutherland, I don't remember you. Can you say a couple words?
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, dear. Evelyn Brenero, can you say a couple words?
Aloha.
Ah, mahalo. Lori, can you say a couple words?
Oh, hi, great to be here.
Oh, gosh, what a great accent. And Phyllis, I know who you are. Okay, we're good to go, folks. So here's a disclaimer of liability. The material and information contained or given on this website is for general information only. All parties on this channel and audiocast are not lawyers or nor are we financial advisors. You're using this information with your own discretion. You should not rely upon the material or the information on this website as a basis for making any business decisions. Whilst I endeavor to keep the information up to date and correct, Project RV Help makes no representations or warranties of any kind, express or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website or to the information, products, services, related graphics contained on the website or audio files for any purpose. All due diligence is the responsibility of the participant. So thank you very much, folks, for joining in. This is going to be kind of an interesting podcast because I truly believed that the information that I was about to give you was going to be something I was going to do between your first meeting and your second meeting. For those that are new on here, my name is Ms. Parker. I'm using a friend's cell phone because my crazy little poodle grabbed my cell phone and dropped it in her water dish. So I don't got a new cell phone yet. CG Brian has done an amazing job with his 10-day, 30-day, and 90-day plan. He was very kind and shared it with us yesterday. We're going to take a lot of that information, the information I have, and this transition staff document, and we're going to blend a lot of this stuff together. So I was told that at the meeting, we're going to do our family, you're new to the RV, and then there are people there that we can meet with immediately. So my first impression, what I was told from a bunch of different gurus, is that you go in, it's down and dirty, you get your money, you get out. That's not necessarily true. They're going to be looking for certain things from people. And what I'm about to tell you is one of the things they're looking for. They want to know your projects, okay? And they want to see projects that are written in a bullet point fashion. So some of the projects that I have given people that I've gone through, they may not have been as precise as they have to be. You might have to sharpen up your projects. But what I'm wanting to show you right now is others' projects. Let me find one that's, this is what we want. This is a National Healing Center. And this project is what they're looking for. They're looking for very specific things in their projects. They want to see a project that is no more than 2 pages long. Most all of the things I've been telling you guys, I was actually right. I was so excited. So this project is bullet pointed with your growth, year one, year two. It's bullet pointed with the amount of staff you're using. Most of the other people that are giving advice on their documents are not telling anybody about the growth goals. The growth goals absolutely tie into the 10 and the 90-day plans, okay? So what they look at is they're looking at, first they want to see your document. Then I was told if governance, DC, governance, it's real simple, use governance. If you are showing that you are already thinking about goals, they're going to ask you, do you have any immediate needs and do you have projections? Okay. Almost all of us have immediate needs, and that's pretty easy. We can pop off the top of our head with that, but don't do that. Actually make a document that has, quote, immediate needs on it and print that and give that to them. Because
can I ask you a quick question about you're talking about profitability, right?
Who's speaking, please?
This is Heidi.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I keep hearing is that these humanitarian projects are, quote, free to the people, like a healing center, and I have a healing center also, that the healing center is free, that there is no revenue being made.
Do you have a business background?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which doesn't,
so
which is
how
really
do you how
me.
Do you how do you pay for your healing center?
Well, and those are the questions I've asked, and what I keep being told, and I haven't talked to a lot of people, so I can't say everyone's saying this, but the handful of people that I've spoken to has said that the trusts are going to get funded by the ZIM, you know, the currencies, and that is what is going to fund, you know, or the interest made on our currencies or something is what is going to fund these on a monthly basis, but that the cost, that there is not going to be a cost to the client.
Where have I said in the beginning of this that there was ever a cost to the client? Did I Did I say the client's going to be charged for any of this?
No, that's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say anything about that.
Okay.
So why are you going completely off topic about what this program is for?
I'm asking for clarification because when you're talking about projections and growth, is it growth just based on the amount of people coming, or is it growth based on a financial growth projections or like net or, you know, gross revenue projections? I guess that's what I'm wondering.
Did you hear about the fact that we get money? We have a budget for 25 years and we get money every year?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, okay. You didn't. Please, before you ask questions, if you don't know what you're asking, please go to the channel. Everybody in this channel has heard these topics before. We did this exact topic last night about family governance and the money that you're going to be receiving for the next 100 years. If you ask for 100 years, you know, I'm stopping all this. We got 43 people on here, and this has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, I apologize for asking that question.
Yeah, if you listen, I'm really, really irritated because there's nothing that I said that said this is a business. This is a humanitarian project. There's multiple ways to put up humanitarian projects, and I cannot go back and forth with a topic that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I never said this was a business. I never said this was a company. This is your humanitarian project. We've been told multiple times that we're going to have funding for 25 years, tranched funding. Do you know what tranched means?
No, I haven't heard that either.
Okay, I just got through telling you that I have information from one of the highest sources. This was information I did not have yesterday, and I'm trying to share it with this group. I'm sorry you don't understand what I'm talking about. Is there any other questions you have?
No, I'll just listen and catch up.
Okay. There's a whole bunch of people that have just come in here, so let me open up there. Are you Heidi Christine?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Tootie, I know who you are. Miss Scarlett, I'm opening up your mic. Can you say a couple words and let me know who you are? Miss Scarlett, are you there, please? Patriot Gal, I'm opening up your mic. Would you please speak and let us know you're not a bot?
I am not a bot.
Thank you very much. Xer Raviex, can you please let us know you're not a bot? Xerraivex, can you please open up your mic and let us know you're not a bot? Okay. Marion Settle, can you let us know you're not a bot, please?
Not a bot. Danielle's mother. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Slick Jones, I know who you are. Wow, Laura, you're beautiful. Can you say a few words and let us know you're not a bot? Lori Hengisbach, can you say a couple words and let us know you're not a bot, please? Lori Hengisberg, can you let us know you're not a bot, please? I should have known. Beautiful picture, probably fake person. Rob, can you say a couple words and let us know you're not a bot, please?
Yeah, I'm not a bot.
Thank you very much, sir. Folks, I have a disability, and I do not have the ability to switch back and forth easily. And I apologize for the rough start on this. I've got very serious information, and this is information that will put you literally leaps and bounds above everybody else. You can argue with me, or you can get off the channel, I don't care. But what we have is a very unique situation in that I have information that I thought was not going to be important until the second meeting. I have found out that I was wrong. This is actually very important for this meeting. So when you show your project, the document that I just posted, the EO13937, National Healing Center, one of the things I was told is that these healing centers are going to run about $3 million. Okay, so now we know the budget for a healing center, for the cost of the healing center itself, plus the team that you're going to have. So I didn't know what the med beds were going to cost. So I know now that the ones for the general public are going to cost about $3 million. So when you're doing your project, if you're doing a project that's going to be in multiple countries or multiple cities, you have growth goals for that project, especially because the money that you're going to be getting is going to be so massive that what they're going to do is they're going to tranche the money. Now, a tranche payment is vastly different than any other kind of payment. And the real difference with a tranche payment is that it's the same amount of money. It doesn't go down. So the number that they start with makes no difference. So if you're getting an interest payment, as the years go down, the money that you're getting from interest payment gets lower and lower until the money's all gone. But in a tranche payment, it's different because the money is the same every single year for the entire term of the tranche. So if they offer you money with interest or a tranche payment, take the tranche, because the tranche ends up over 25 years or over 50 years to be almost 10 times more money than an interest paying payout. Okay, so that's the first thing that most of us don't know anything about, because we've never had this kind of money. So a tranche payment is what you're looking for. You want something that's going to, hello, beautiful crazy. You want something that's going to pay you out the same amount of money every single year for either 25 years or 30 years or 40 years or 50 years. They're going to offer you 25 years. I would highly encourage you to ask for longer years, especially if it's a tranche, because the amount that they pay out every year is the exact same amount. So because of that, you want to have growth goals. You're going to, like in the sample that I put up, it's growth goals for year one, the project startup and the organization. So year one, you develop a management team, you acquire the land, site planning, engineering, land development, build the building, complete the infrastructure, and complete the furnishings, and hire crew and staff. That's year one, okay? Those are all goals for the tranche of money that you're going to have for your project. Year two is you hire staff, train, and open the healing center. You develop and plant a healing garden of herbs, fruits, and vegetables. You optimize operations, alliances, and co-op arrangements. Year three, you duplicate the project. So in year three, you're going to go back and complete year one and year two, but in a different city. So this is how you can take a small project that's going to be a local project, and you can expand it to a statewide project, or you can expand it to a global project. If you don't know if you want to make these that big, take the risk now and add growth goals for year one, year two, year three. because that way, after year four or five, you've got multiple places that you're offering free services, free products, whatever you're offering. Now, the backup to this, or the other side of this, is your family governance. The family governance is a philanthropic company. It's not a philanthropy. It's a philanthropic company. Two different things. Your project, you're going to be giving away stuff. But what you do with your family governance, that can be a support system for your project. Okay? So let me explain how that would work. My world project is I want to feed the world. I have an invention that I have been told by multiple different colleges is going to radically change how plants are planted. How plants are started in pots. So I know that my humanitarian project is to get these pots into, first I'm going to start in Zimbabwe, then I'm going to go to Venezuela, then I'm going to go to Cesar's country, and then the fourth country, I don't know where. But in each one of these countries, I have to set up a manufacturing center, and I have to set up staff, and I have to set up a way to give these pots to the farmers that need it, okay? So all of those things, that's the humanitarian project, okay? If you take out things that cost money, like manufacturing, your giveaway project doesn't have to do manufacturing. It can just give stuff away. So if you put the manufacturing and the structure of your humanitarian project in your family governance, now you have a symbiotic relationship. And the family, the govern, like the healing center or the pots, the planting services that we're going to do to give farmers pots, you have to have a manufacturing thing. Manufacturing is not a part of a humanitarian project. So my family governance, my family trust is going to manufacture pots. And the humanitarian project is going to buy pots and then give them to the company, the places that need it. Okay. My humanitarian company is going to buy pots from my family governance company at a teeny, 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 teeny amount over the cost of manufacturing, just so I can pay wages, okay? So that service going back and forth is going to allow my family governance project, my family governance company, to get boosted. My family governance, I'm selling my pots in America through my family governance. In my family governance, 40% of my profits are going to go be donated to my international project to get pots worldwide to feed the world. This is how you have a humanitarian company and a humanitarian project. Your family governance is a company that you run yourself. The project is a trust that you operate the trust. You don't run the trust. It's not like your family governance. It's two different things. So part of what they're wanting to know is, if you're putting together this big global thing, how are you going to plan for it? What is your steps? How are you going to start? So when you give them the humanitarian project and you give them your family trust, hey, Bobby, got you. Shaza from Azu, I got you. I know you're here. I've seen you before. Miriam, can you please keep your mic shut, please? Thank you. So when you're writing all this out, these two things, they can work in symbiotic relationship. If you don't have a family governance, then your entire project is all going to be a giveaway. It's a humanitarian company where you're going to give away whatever you're buying and giving away. Okay. I've been told by some of the gurus that you can have a part in there that allows you to make some profit. but it's not wise. It's better to have any kind of company that's going to be multidimensional to be in your family governance. I know that when the reports come from UC Davis and they're made in the National Farm Bureau, that any company I have in the United States that manufactures the pots I'm going to make is going to get slammed with orders. So I'm planning on supporting America by offering these pots in America, but I'm planning to feed the world worldwide with these same pots in countries that can't afford it. So having an international project where I can do that, and a national sales product through my family governance that still is allowing me to be a giving facility, because we are going to give 40% of the profits are going to go back to the family governance and give away more pots. So with all this said, this is a bunch of structure. They want to know what you're going to do. So if you give them this document, your humanitarian project, and if you give them your family governance project, the next thing they're going to want to see is, what are you going to do with that? What's your immediate plans? So a lot of us are thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to go on a vacation for a month. I'm going to do this or that. That's okay. But what you also want to do is you also want to document what your plans are. And that's why they want to know, what is your, what's your plans? What's your first day plans? What's your second day plans? When you get, after you're feeling comfortable and you're starting your company, from day one of starting your humanitarian project or your company, they want to know what your start is. Now, I use the word company intermittently. I shouldn't be using that word. That's because I worked with companies for 35 years. So forgive me for using the wrong word sometimes. So that 90-day plan, that's the first thing is before the 90-day plan, is what is your emergency needs, okay? So an emergency needs, let me see if I have that emergency needs. Emergency funds, relax forms, there we go. Okay, so file, this is my real document. I'm going to show you my real document. This was my real emergencies. Yay! Okay, relax funds, trust. Okay, there we go. And here we go. This is going to be emergency needs. So show them what you're going to do, okay? Where is that? Did I put it in there? Emergency funds. There we go. You guys can use this document. Just put your own stuff in it. So let's go to emergency funds. This is the first planning that you're going to be doing, and that's your emergency funds. What they want to know is, what is going on in your life? What are the problems in your life that you need to take care of before you can get started on your international project or on your humanitarian project? Hi, Joy, I know who you are. JJ Rising, I know you're new in here. Can you please say a couple words to make sure you're not a bot?
I am absolutely a bot.
God bless America, the bots are sneaking in. Christy, can you please say a couple words so we know you're not a bot? Christy? Hello, Christy? Can you please say a couple words so we know you're not a bot? Okay, goodbye, Christy. Sorry about that, folks. I'm at 6,500 feet elevation, so sometimes things work. Sometimes they time out. So here's the emergency funds. So the first thing they want to know is, after you give them all your documents and this and that, they're going to want to know, what are your immediate plans? What is your needs, okay? So it's very, very, very helpful if you have this document ready to go. And what it is it tells them what is your on your warpath, what's in your problems. These are the things you have to take care of before you get started on your RV, okay? So do you have past due medical bills? Do you have any kind of past due medical or any kind of bills? If you do, put your past due medical bills, number one. If you have past due credit cards, if you have anything you have past due, put every single bill that you currently have that you need to get rid of on your emergency funds, including pay off your house if you have a house that's not paid off. So the first list is any kind of bill that's past due. Put all those down there. The next thing is food and restaurant. You're going to be traveling a bit, and you're going to be going back and forth, meeting different people. You might have to fly to different states, depending on where your wealth management team is. It all depends. So an average amount of money that you may use for food and restaurant outside your home, if you had to go to the restaurant every single day for a month, is $5,000. So I'm just putting on a flat $5,000 ticket on mine. Hello, GC22, can you please say a couple words so we know you're not a bot?
Hello there.
Thank you, dear. Just appreciate it.
Pop in.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hey, Stars. Glad to see you here. So the first thing is your any kind of past due. The next thing is food. Now, every credit card, every past due bill, every bill that's current, put all your bills on next. Whatever you have. I have one credit card that I owe just stupid money on, and I'm going to pay it off. It's $2,000. Put your mortgage, if you have a mortgage or a house payment, put that on there, okay? If you have home, medical, or vehicle insurance, add that all up and put that on there. If you have power bills, you know, we all have a house. We have to heat and chill. Put your power bills on there. Put your phone bills on there. You're going to need housekeeper. So figure out the cost of a housekeeper for 4 weeks. Put that on there. You're not going to have time to clean your house. If you don't have security, hire security immediately. Okay. Put that on there. Even if the security is just a guy that stands outside your house and makes sure nobody comes in. I mean, just some kind of security for the first month. If you have any repairs that need to be done to your house, I live in a house that was built in 1903, and two of the ceilings have fallen because they're made out of lath and plaster. I've been told it's $20,000 to fix it. So that repair is going on there. When my partner was alive, he was trying to fix the bathroom and got halfway through a remodel and it was never finished. So I'm going to fix that. That's $30,000. You are going to be traveling. You are going to be going to meetings. The people, the companies that you hire may not be in your hometown. So you may need to go back and forth to different cities. So I'm figuring $10,000 for business travel, project planning, okay? You're going to need to hire a lawyer and put a lawyer on retainer. At the time I wrote this, this was like in December, I just made a guesstimate of legal and banking fees. I now know that that's not going to be $3,000. It's going to be more like $10,000. Okay. A doctor's appointment and a medical health checkup. At the time I did this, I did not know that med beds were going to be available. So I figured $1,000 to go get medical checks. Okay. I am not going to have any money set aside for medical because we won't need it, because you'll be talking to people that have med bed access. And I think that they said that the fees to get into a med bed is like $300. It's not that much. We were also told that med beds are already here. They are in public secrets. It's not told to the general public yet, because they want to get them all in place and ready for the humanitarians, and then open it up to the general public. Because there's so much work that has to be done on my house to make it safe to live in, I need to live in a rental.
So the cost for it was a 3-month minimum is what I had to get. So that was 5,000. So when I totaled all this up, this was 91,000. And I figured that at some point I'm probably going to buy a car, and because my flatbed's dead. And a couple other things might come up. I don't know. So I put a $100,000 on for personal funds because I didn't know what else was going to come up. So the total emergency funds I'm looking for is $200,000 or $191,000. Whatever your nut is, put that down. Print this document and have this document in your binder. Because if you know what your expenses are, what you don't want to do is you don't want to have them say, okay, how much do you need for emergency funds? And you just pop off, you know, I need 10,000, I need 50,000. No, you actually want to document what you believe you need. Okay. This is the easiest way to get in and out the fastest, because you're not sitting there figuring out your numbers. You already know your numbers. So take this emergency funds document, put your name on it, put your numbers in it, print it, and put it in your binder and have it ready. Okay. Does anybody have any questions about this document?
I think it's phenomenal.
I'm sorry, what, sir?
I think it's amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Brian.
So, oh, geez, Brian, you're the one that's amazing. Okay. So now, how do we use this transition staff document and the 90 to 10 days sample document? Okay. What we're doing is we know that all of those people, or a great deal of those people, are going to be needed for your project. What you need to do first is go through your project and figure out exactly what things you're going to need on that list. Okay. So do you need a tax agent? Yes, you do. Don't even ask yes or no. You do. Do you need someone for acquisitions? Every one of you does, because you're going to be acquiring property. You're going to be acquiring vehicles. You're going to probably acquiring property for your business, for your humanitarian project. Okay. Hang on. I've got all these people binging me, and I got to get all this thing muted because I can't think and talk to you guys at the same time. So go through all of these transitional staff, okay?
Ma'am? Now,
yes?
They're talking about decks, but if the government are folding, things are changing, isn't the taxing system changing too?
It probably will. Is it changed now? No, it does not. So until it changes, you kind of have to follow the rules. What I'm expecting is that we'll be set up to handle taxes, and then at some point we'll be told we don't need to pay them. And then that money will come back to us. But until then, we have to play by the rules. We have to be legal. Make sense? We may also have a flat tax. We may also have a new product only tax, and a used tax doesn't count. We don't know. I don't know who this person is that is continuing to message me, but here, we're going to solve this problem. You're now blocked. I got off topic again.
Does the SAM rules apply tonight, where people either request question or save them towards the end?
Just save them to the end, people, because you're going to get me off topic. This is a massive amount of stuff I'm trying to tell you guys, And I mean, at this point, I just want to end the conversation. I've had two people that I can't do this, folks. I don't have the ability. I have a disability.
No, you're great. You've got it, but people just got to hold their shit to the end. You've done this a million times over, and I brought a lot of people here to listen to what you have to say. So do your thing. Everybody else, please hold your shit to the end. Please. Thank you.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm actually really, really, really smart, but I'm really, really, really stupid at the same time. I am an inventor, and I have a really hard time talking. So doing these things are like pulling teeth for me, but the truth of the thing is that I hate the deep state. I hate them all. I hate what they've done to our kids. I hate what they've done to our country. I hate what they've done to countries worldwide. And I have an amazing skill to write. And I have an amazing skill to get money for people. I suck at doing these kind of conversations because I get real self-conscious. But you guys are my weapons. Making sure that you guys have all the information you have, making sure that you get everything that you can get, making sure that you can walk in there with your head up and knowing you're going to kick ass and take names and get every motherfucking thing you need to take the deep state down. You are my tools. You are the reason why I fight to do these conversations. Because without humanitarians that give a shit, we can't take down the deep state. So I need every single one of you. For those of you that are coming up with all kinds of fucking reasons why you can't do that, tell your brain to shut the hell up. Because your brain has been brainwashed. Your heart knows what you're here for. And I believe God spoke to you and said, it's time. It's time for you to become a humanitarian. It's time for you to do the things that the Clinton Foundation and all the rest of these shitty, shitty, shitty motherfucking people did to our kids, to our countries, to our world is done. So you, every one of you, are dramatically important to me. But on the same time, I'm a redhead and I got a temper like a gnat. You know, it's just 2 seconds. Delete. I'm done. I'm doing the best I can. This is
you're doing really great. So we'll hold our questions towards the end. We want you to continue because this is so important for everyone here on the channel.
This is super important, Brian, because very, very few groups know what I'm about to tell you, and they don't know why it's important. In this chat, they were saying those without goals and without a plan are not going to be looked at as hard or as deeply as those that do. I believe that these plans that I'm talking to you guys about right now, this is going to nail what you need, okay? And we have to put it together. So that when they look at this, they know you know what you're talking about, even if you don't. The thing is, folks, I've done this for over 500 companies. What I'm about to tell you, I've done for every single one of the companies I've pitched for. And up until yesterday, I didn't know how important this was. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to that first document called the Transition Staff to arrange for. Okay. If you can print it out, print it out. If you need me to stop for a second so you can print it, tell me, stop, let me print it. And I'll stop for a few minutes so you guys can print it. It's really important. There's a few people on here. I don't know who you are, so I need to open up your mics. Dorothy T, are you new? Can you say a few words so I know who you are?
Yes, I just found you. I'm just the first time I've listened to one of these.
Thank you, Dorothy. We're just checking to make sure we have no bots in here. Richard Gregory, are you new? Please, can you please say a few words?
How you doing? I was on yesterday. I'm not a bot.
I'm sorry, Richard. I sucked. I didn't remember. Hi.
No, that's all right. No, you're so busy. I can barely remember things myself.
Donis, D-O-N-I-S. Can you please say a few words so we know you're not a bot, please?
Hello, greets from Switzerland.
Oh my God, I love Switzerland. Thank you for showing up. Ooh, I got goosebumps. I forget this is international. This is lovely. Ralph Kistner, can you please say a few words so we know you're not a bot?
Yes, hello. I'm Ralph. Thank How's you. Everyone doing?
Thank not you, Ralph. Down she goes. Can you please say a couple words so we know you're not a bot?
Yes, and thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, dear. Doreen B., I think I remember you.
Yes, ma'am. I was here yesterday, and you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, so let's get back to this. So does anybody need a few minutes for to print it out? Okay. Take a pen and look at this thing that says transition staff. Think about your project, okay? Think about which one of these things you need and circle it, okay? So all of you are going to circle accounting and tax. Every single one of us needs that, okay? Acquisitions, even if you don't think you need that one, you do need that one. I'll explain that in a little bit. You are going to need administrative assistant, so circle that one. If you are going to have art on your building, circle that one. I'm not. My art's going someplace else, so I don't need that, but you might need it. Every single one of you is going to need asset management. Circle that one. If you think that you are going to have an airplane, circle aviation safety training. Unless you're staying statewide, you probably don't need an airplane. But if you're going to do national or global, circle airplane. If your product or if your humanitarian project, it has a product and you need to identify that product, highlight brand identity, web management. Every single one of us is going to highlight charity philanthropy. If your industry is, if your project is in an industry that's governed, for instance, cannabis, oil, gas, if you're in an industry or your humanitarian project covers an industry that has compliance or oversight, circle that one. You're not going to believe it, but every single one of you is going to need concierge services, so circle that one. Consultancy. Excuse me. Every single one of you is going to need a consultant. Circle that. If you plan on acquiring metals and gold as part of your humanitarian project, circle that one. I'm not. So that's not circled on mine. Every one of you is going to need digital privacy and cybersecurity. Circle that. Education, consultancy, and private tuition. You absolutely are going to need that. Circle that. Employee screening. Yep, you're going to need that. Every one of you is going to need events and lifestyle management consultancy. That is part of your family governance. You're going to need that for family governance. You're going to need that, so circle that. All of you will need family office. Excuse me. Every one of you that has a family governance is going to need a family office. If you only have a humanitarian project and no family governance, you will not need that one. Some of you want to document what you're doing, so you might need family video biographies. I don't need that. If you do need that, circle it. Genealogy and family history, if you want to put down your family history as part of your
part of your humanitarian project or your family governance, then circle that. I don't need that. Governance specialists, you're all going to need that. If you are going to entertain in your home as part of your humanitarian project, now, when I say this, a lot of people don't consider that they're going to entertain in their home. But if you end up running a business or running a corporation that is a philanthropic corporation, is everybody able to open up the transition staff to arrange document? Is everybody having a problem with it? Richard Gregory, try on your computer. There's nobody else having a problem with it. Richard, are you in here? Richard Gregory, are you in here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, are you able to open it if you go to your computer?
I'm on the computer now. Some of the documents yesterday were doing the same thing. Not all of the documents, just some of them. I would open them up and it would just be all scribble gibberish. And then most of the documents work fine. It's just a few of them were doing it. And I cannot figure out on my end why certain ones are doing it, others are fine.
Copy the document.
Okay.
Copy the document and send it to your email.
All right, yes, ma'am.
And then open it up in your email, and that way it should work.
All right, thank you. Sorry to bother you.
So you're going to need home entertainment and party services. If you have a home of any size, there are going to be people that are going to want to talk to you. And it may be a meeting, just a meeting. And that meeting may last for a few hours. And you're going to need food. You're going to need drink. You're going to need a staff to serve. So even though you may not think you need home entertainment and party services, you usually will. So please mark that one too. Hi, Victoria. Can you say a couple words to make sure you're not a bot, please?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate it. Human resources. If you have everyone already that you're going to hire, then don't click that. Most of us are going to need human services. You are going to need independent wealth management services, click on that one. You are going to need insurance, click on that one. If you're planning on buying a new home, click on interior design and consultancy, even if you don't think you need it when you're going to buy a new home. You're going to want an interior designer to come design your home, because if you're going to be worth millions as a humanitarian, you got to look the part. Your place has to look the part. So just bite the bullet and hire one. International foreign exchange. If you're going to do business out of the country, whatever country you're in, you're going to need international foreign exchange. So click that one. Legal, you're going to need. Med beds, you're going to need. Medical health, you're going to need. All of us are going to need it. All of us are going to need mobile telecommunications. All of us will need multidimensional governance. All of us will need a multifamily office. All of us will need PR and communication. So click all those. Oh, shoot, guys, I just got a message. Hold on. I just got a message from Craig. This is important for all of you guys. Craig, I work with a lot of different currency vendors. And Craig from Banknote World, that's his personal phone number. And he is running a deal today and probably tomorrow, is the 2008 Zimbabwe Special Agro Check Notes. There's way too many denominations for me to tell you all the numbers. However, the most popular is the 100 billion note, and they're selling them for $8.99 on the website. And for our crew, it's $8.99. So he's taking a dollar off. There's lots of other things on there. I put the number up if you need Zim. He's the only person that we use that, because he gets his stuff overnight. everybody else, we don't always get our stuff in. And at this point in time, with things being so close, you want to try to get it overnight. So if you need it, it's there. If you are looking for currency and you found a different seller, please, and you're worried about that seller, please ask us. There's several different channel members on here. Jim is on here, Stars and Stripes, Garden Chef. We've all bought lots and lots and lots of currency. So if you find a company that you want to check out and you're worried, just ask one of us and we'll gladly tell you, hey, that's a good one. Or the Hernandez family, don't buy any of those from them. The guys, they took 3 weeks to get, they suck. Let's get back to this. Private aircraft management and charter. If you think you're going to do any kind of flying for your business to go to meetings or this or that, click on that one. You are going to need a private family office if you have a family governance. You absolutely will need that. If you're going to buy property, commercial, residential, or international, please cover all those because you won't have time or the knowledge to go buy, except for residential. You know what house you want to live in. But for commercial property, for international property, you need a property search company that will do this for you because you're going to give them a list of things that you want to have on that property and then they'll go do it for you. And it's easy. Make a phone call. Hey, I need this, this, and the other. Hang up the phone. You're done. Okay. You're going to need security and risk management consultancy. You're going to need executive protection services. You will need estate planning, especially if you have kids. If you have technology in your business, you're going to need technology advisors. You personally are going to have training, whether or not you think so, for how to run a large company or how to manage your company. You will have to hire somebody to do trust and fiduciary. I'm not going to have venture capital in investments. I have no in planning. Doreen, then you don't need to even be on here if you don't have a project. There's nothing for you to do. You just go in and you RV, give them the money, they give you money. But thank I can you tell you, you'll get a lot less personal money if you don't have one of these things. VIP travel, you are going to be a VIP. You will need VIP travel services. So now that you've gone through this list and you've identified what you need, okay? Your transition staff is the very first thing you have to do, okay? So when I did my 10-day plan, I was day one. Request a personal banker and a relations manager because I didn't know what the hell to put on here because for some reason, I thought in my little goofy head that this was not the same as I thought the humanitarian project was going to be vastly different than running a business. But a humanitarian project is identical to running a business, except for with a business, you make money. In a humanitarian project, you give away shit. But other than that, they're like A plus B equals C, same, same, same. So now what you want to do is you take that entire list of people, okay? And you see the sample 10-day plan. I only have day 1 through 5, okay? Figure out which one of these things are the most important things to you and start putting each one of these things in your 10-day plan. You have to have all of your transition stuff done in the first 10 days. You have to make these decisions. So, how do you do this? Okay. Many of the things that are in here overlap. Okay. And they overlap because like a family governance company that set up a family trust for you. They offer concierge services. They offer asset management services. They can offer philanthropy. There's all different things that these different companies can offer. So while we have a couple of days, get online and do a search for family governance offices. Family offices, if you're going to do this, okay? A family office, if you do a family office, all of those things for your family office, call those companies and say, hey, what services do you offer? Okay? When you find out what services they offer, put that name of that company by the highlight that you just did, okay? I'm going to use a company that's out of the United States because a lot of my stuff is going to be international. So the company, I'm trying to see if I can find it. The company that I am looking with, the company that I looked up is called NAPFA, www.NAPFA. Here, let me post this. Copy. Paste. So this thing was amazing. This is how I found companies to reach out to do kind of like a phone interview today, to kind of get an idea of what they have and what they can do. Now, I wrote a document of what to ask, and then I sort of closed the document. So let me see if I can find it again. Now, is this the interview questions? Here we go. This is what we need. Okay. So, cancel. This is what we need. Copy. Paste. Okay. These are the questions that you want to ask. There's five questions. Get on this NAPFA. These are National Advisors of Personal Finance. Get on that website. Put in your zip code. It's going to tell you the people that are offering these services around you, okay? Some of the companies I called today, they were fucking assholes. They were serious assholes. Do you have any money now? No, I'm expecting it. Call us back when you have the money. Click. Oh, fuck you. So they are so, some of these companies that you're going to reach out to have so much money that they are governing and so many people they're helping that they got zero time for your ass unless you call them up and say, I got money, bitch. So I ended up calling 15 of these companies that were close to me. And of the 15 of them, only three of them were willing to answer questions. So what I did is I told them that this is exactly what I told them. I'm expecting a large settlement soon. I'm new to this process. I'm preparing myself. And I really would appreciate some information from you because I'm trying to hire a wealth management company or a client advisor. And they're like, oh, yeah, they want to answer those questions when they find out we're interviewing them. So what makes your company stand out and why should I trust my funds with you? Really point blank, right? I'm not PC at all, folks. I ask the bitch questions right up front. What makes you guys stand out and why are my funds safe with you? The next one is, will you be handling my funds or will you be referring me to another team? Of the people I called today, one of them was really surprised that I asked that question. And they said, oh, yeah, some of the stuff we do in-house, and other things we do, we refer to outside. So I scratched them off the list. The next question is, once the funds from the trust Once the funds from the trust I manage are with your company, what's the protocol for assessing funds I need for purchases? Now, this is a real important question because on the first time I had a major trust that I was involved with, I used the bank's trust and did not know that when I signed that using the bank's trust, I gave away all my rights to manage the trust. It was still my trust, but as long as it was with that bank, I couldn't do nothing. I had to go through them, and I really hate paymasters, but I had to go through them for everything. So finding out the protocol for accessing funds is a very major, major important thing to ask. Then give them a rope and a chair. Give them a chance to screw themselves. Ask them, are there any details you'd like me to know that I'm not asking to help me make my decision? And then the last thing is, if I decide on your company, how will you use my funds to help them grow? Do not mention anything about the term RV. They'll hang up on you. I did that. They hung up on me. Do not mention anything about family governance projects on the first call. You want to act or sound as if you're inheriting a already running company, because none of them that listen to me for a minute like the idea that I was starting something new. These companies are all based on you already having something, because they don't believe you when you say that you're getting money and you're going to start a new business. Nobody does what we're doing. This is the first time in the history of the United States that hundreds of people are going to get a whole bunch of money overnight to change the world. They're not going to believe you. So be cautious how you ask these questions, okay? Once you ask these questions on the different firms, you're going to figure out a firm that you like. So whatever that firm is, go back to that list. Close this tab. Go back to that list that said all of your people that you're going to hire, their transition staff. Find out which areas that company covers, okay? So the company that I'm using covers accounting, acquisitions, everything to do with property acquisitions, and the trust fund stuff. So what I do is day one, I'll go to the exchange. Day two, I'm going to hire the company that I'm going to hire. And then I'm going to write on this here, hire XYZ company. And they will take care of all aspects of property acquisitions, AQQ acquisitions, family governance. Basically, look down this list, accounting and tax. They don't do education, they don't do employee screening, events and lifestyle, they don't do that. Family office software, family office solutions, that's on there. Excuse me, a hiccup. Governance. See what I'm doing? Is I'm taking those transition pieces that you have to start your company, and I'm doing that day two. I'm hiring this company that's going to fill all of those areas. Once I have that down for all those areas to fill, then I'm going to set up a relationship with that area. So on the sample, it says set up a relationship manager with HBSC. That's not what you do. That's the bank. You need your wealth management and your family governance team first, because the tier one bank, you're going to sign up with a tier one bank during your meeting, during your exchange. So you'll already have a tier one bank. The family governance, they're going to help you set up everything you need with the banks. They're your liaison. So I'm saying put a relationship manager, make appointments for trust management, all these other things. That's not correct anymore. Okay. So I have all this stuff for day two. Doesn't matter. Okay. None of that really matters. What matters is on your transition staff. So I wrote this when I first did this document. I wrote this with the same mentality of when I tell my clients when they're getting money for pitching a project. I never considered that all of these other things for transition staff was important because I've never done this before. So I knew that we had to have these places for transition, but I didn't realize how important it was. When you go to there and they're going to ask you for your emergency list, that's when you're going to say, I already have a 10-day plan, a 30-day plan, and a 90-day plan. They're going to drop their jaws, okay? Because very, very, very few people are going to go in there with guns blazing, ready to go, okay? When I go in there, I'm going to set up my wealth management company. I'm going to set up my wealth management company. I'm going to set up my security company, whatever the setups, make those calls. Okay. And then day two, whatever areas that you don't have filled with that one company, you have to hire the next company to fill those areas until you have all of your transition things covered. That should be done in the first 3 days. Okay. In the next 3 days, or the next 7 days of your 10-day plan, you're going to refer back to those first 3 days and you're going to be making appointments with all of those companies that you've already decided that you're going to hire. And you're going to outline your emergency funds. You're going to outline all your companies are going to help you pay all your home bills and personal bills. All of this stuff will be done in the first 10 days. But the very first thing you have to do is figure out these companies you're going to hire. What's going to happen with everybody else is they're going to be told, hey, you're going to need to hire all these people. And then they're going to go back and forth with the Alliance staff until they get these things. And I believe that if you have all this stuff when you're going in and they know that you're going to, hey, I've already picked out an advisor from the NAPFA. You're speaking all their buzzwords. And now you sound like you know what the hell you're doing, even if you don't. Fake it till you make it, baby. You've got the information. Everybody that starts this kind of stuff, the first day humanitarians do this, when they first start all their businesses, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just getting in there and they're getting it done. Okay. So that's what you're doing. You're doing the same exact thing. You're going in there. You don't really know what you're doing, but you know enough to plan. That's what they want to see. Are you a go-getter? Are you even going to try? Okay. So you do your 10-day plan. Hey, Carl Denton, I'm checking to make sure you're not a bot. Can you say a couple words, please? Hey, Carl Benton. Thank you, sir. Woke as hell. I just opened up your mic. Can you let me know you're not a bot, please?
No, ma'am. Not a bot. Not a bot.
I absolutely love your nickname, by the way. That's fabulous. Rob, can you say a couple words and let me know you're not a bot, please?
Yeah, I got kicked out again.
Oh, honey, next time you come back in, just hit the blue thing to make it wave like you want to talk. And that way I know I've already cleared you, so I don't have to stop and I'll just clear you in the middle of the conversation.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. So after
from Switzerland. I have to say good night. I have to go to sleep. So I'm so sorry. Good night. Thank you very much.
Good night. Doris, we will have this. This is audio taped, so we'll have it there for you when you wake up in the morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So after you've got your first 10 days and you figure out what you're going to meet, what you're going to do, okay? If you are not going to start this until you're going to take a vacation, you're stressed as hell. We've been all stressed as hell waiting this. So you're saying, hey, look, I'm not going to start anything until after the NDA is over, or I need a 2-week vacation, or I need a month vacation. Not a problem. When you turn in your 10-day plan, when you say, this is how I'm going to start my first 10 days, what you tell them is, I'm planning on taking a vacation for 2 weeks. And after that, I'm starting my 10-day plan for my business, and turn it in. The 10-day plan doesn't mean we got our money. Ooh, 10 days starts tomorrow. You guys are going to be stressed. And you need to be walking around going, wahoo, we're going to take down deep state. You need to breathe, okay? I'm absolutely going to take a vacation. I'm not planning on starting. Well, I'm probably lying because I'm a type A personality and there's no fucking way I'm going to be able to wait 10 damn days. So even though I think I'm going to take a vacation, the reality of it is I probably will not, but you should, and I'm going to try, but it may not work. So after that, then on your 30-day plan, I don't have a 30-day plan on here. On your 30-day plan, where it says the 90-day plan on this thing, that's what you're going to do on your next 30 days, okay? You're going to discuss and exchange structured payout with your trust company. You're going to make all the meetings, okay? That's going to be in the first 30 days. After the first 10 days, you get all the hurry-burry of getting everybody organized. Then that last 20 days of your first 30 days, you're going to exchange, make all the finalities for everything you need for your family governance, everything you need for your humanitarian project. You're also going to discuss your career and your education and the training you have to have. You're also going to discuss in that first 30 days, safety training, okay? So it's way more than the things that are on here, that are posted on here. So where it says 90 days, that's actually going to be your 30-day. That's actually going to be what you're going to do the last 20 days of your 30 days, okay? What you do on your 90-day plan, I cannot tell you what it is. Because your 90-day plan is, okay, let's go back and use this document as an example. Scroll back. Okay. Forward. So I'm going to use this sample. If you look into the website, I pulled up that healing center. So in my 90 days, it says in that I'm going to year one, my growth goals, develop the management team, did it. That's what I did the first 30 days, okay? Number two, acquire land, site, planning, engineering, and land development. That's what you're going to do that next 90 days. You're going to acquire the land. You're going to set up site planning for the project. Engineering, if you need to have buildings, land, whatever you need to have done to that building to get it ready to go, or the land, that's what you're going to do the next 90 days. That's going to take the whole 90 days. It doesn't matter if you did it perfectly or not. If you say, day 34, I'm going to acquire the land. No, it's just, this is what I'm going to do in the next 90 days. So start the construction. Get permits.
just depends on what your project is. I can't give an answer for that because every single project is going to be different and every single need that you need is going to be different. So your year one goals, you're going to be starting all of those things in your year one goals. So that's what you put in. You're going to have to figure that out on your own, but you know what your project is. Okay. So that's what you write for your next 90 days. None of this that you see is correct on my document anymore, because what I learned yesterday, I now know how to fix this document and make it on point. Okay. So again, your 90-day plan is going to be starting all of those things, okay? You're going to hire a permanent private assistant. That should be in your first 30 days, okay? So that's the base of what this document is, okay? On the bottom, it says advisory teams. So the teams that you have for these major things, it says security advisory team. Then you put the name of whoever you're going to hire. Property advisory service, you put the name of whoever you're going to hire. Legal advisory service, then you put the name of whoever you're going to hire. Okay? So that when they look at this document, they see, wow, this person is so on point with their project. They've gone way extra, more than we believe most people know. They've gone and taken the time to do all this extra work because they want this. So this is the reason why this document is really important, is because you want to show them that you want this, that you don't want to just come in there and get your money. You actually want every single penny that you can possibly get. Those that have the best layout, those that have steps to take, those that show positive goals, those are the people that are going to get the absolute most money that you can get. That's why I'm showing you this, folks, is because, again, I freaking hate the deep state. I hate what they've done to our country. I hate what they've done to international countries. So the big baseball bat we have is our humanitarian projects. God bless every one of you for what you're about to do. So that's what I wanted to talk to you tonight. And that's why this was very, very important, is because this document is going to give you a big boost against other people that may be doing the same kind of things, but they kind of look like they're floundering, or they need help, or they need this, that. What a lot of people don't realize is your family governance and your trust, your family governance and your family office, those people, oh my God, guys, it's so nice. When you get one of those people, you make a phone call. This is what I need. Hang up the phone. They'll fix it. They fix everything. I need to hire a, hold on a minute. Garden, are you in here? Jim, are you in here?
Yes.
Can you send Anon a message that I'm where we're at? Because he keeps texting me and I can't answer him.
Yes.
Thank you, dear. So that's why I wrote that this was an important topic for you to see. If you owe taxes, that's a great question. Yes, because you may have missed this, woke as hell. In the very beginning, I talked about of this document, of this patio. Boy, was that a mix up on words. The very beginning of this audio, I had an emergency list. So if you owe taxes, put that on your emergency monies that you need immediately, because you have to pay that. But that was one of the questions that absolutely came up in the chat we heard, and they said, yes, you can still get a trust. So Are there any questions on anything I've talked about so far? Okay. I do not have a second topic that I was going to discuss because I didn't want to put it out there in case I decided not to do it. I'm going to do a second program, folks, and I did not advertise it. I'm going to...
I do have a question.
Sure, J-Bone, what is it?
Right, okay, so this has been a bit of a huge reality check for me. I think I'm going to have to go down from 4 projects down to probably 1 now that there's structures in place.
No. Yeah. Bad idea. Do not drop projects. Do not.
So this is the context. I've got, I put them all together into one bigger document, larger document with a context, slightly overzealous with some figures in there. Now, looking at this document that you just showed us, this project document, it's stripped down loads. Now, I want to go and create some oversight documents just like that, or some summary documents. Do you think that it would be handy to submit the fuller documents with the extra context within them?
Okay. Yes and no, but not at this thing. This first meeting, they just want to see, do you have a plan? Okay. I'm going to forward this one. This document here, let me post this in the channel. This document right here, this is your family trust sample. Okay. Now, if you look at this document, just make sure you just pick your jaw up off the ground because I'm asking for millions. Oh, shit. That's the one that doesn't show any money. On mine, I asked for 20 million. My startup funds are way, way more. But my expected expenses, I did this as a podcast yesterday, how much money to ask for. And literally, it was almost $1 billion over 100 years. So
I've had it.
Yeah, they
much
don't.
Room and then I've doubled.
Yeah, you have a lot more room. So, hold on, I have another thing. Let's do index. INDEX. Okay. So, to give you an idea, nope, that's not the right document. Hold on a minute. I'm going to make you really happy, I promise, as soon as I get this document. Hold on. INDEX index page. Index and documents. Open the file. Open the file. Nope, that's not the right index. Dang it, why did I name 3 different files index? You dumb blonde. Index. Okay, index. Oh, Piffle. I'm sucking at this. Hold on. Okay, so let's go into desktop. Oh, that's the wrong place. Okay, go up. It's not on OneDrive. It's there. Okay, desktop, RV redemption, relax runs trust. Documents, completed documents. No, piffle. Where did I put this? Relax Farms Trust. Documents, completed documents. No, dang it, I did it again. Where is the index? Hold on a minute, folks. This is just taking me just a minute. I'm a little nervous, so I'm messing it up. Plans to print. There we go. Plans to print. All right. This is what I wanted to show you. Okay. This is real. This is what I'm turning in, and I am willing to show you guys this. this will help you. This is how many projects I'm doing, folks. Relax Farms Trust has global and family governance projects. My global medical airship hospital is going to hire 800 people. Our cost is $1.8 billion. Fund the farmers. My hires are going to be 803 people. My cost is $2.6 billion. Help for Venezuela. I'm going to hire 87,400 people nationally. And my estimated cost is $160 million. The prison project, where we actually teach people how to work in prison so they can be rehired out in the general public, I'm going to hire 1,603 people. My estimated cost is $665 million. Death to pests is all my family projects are all have to do with ice cream. Death to pests is a non-GMO, non-organic pest killer. We're going to hire 64 people. My estimated cost is $123 million. Purple Hearts Veterans Project, we're going to hire 439 people. Our estimated cost is $34 million. League for Larry Uniforms, we're going to get uniforms to all the little kids, all the boys who are in small towns. There's 15,000 small towns in across America. That's going to be 1,403 hires. Estimated cost is $1.2 billion. Nice ice cream. I have a friend of mine who said her dream was to give away ice cream. So I made a project for her. Eight hires cost $1.5 million. It's not that big compared to everyone else. The railroad crossing project, we're going to replace and put railroad guards on trains so that the trains don't go through small towns and blow their whistles and wake up all the kids. Estimated hire 910 people. Estimated cost $590 million. 911 project help project in the mega studios. I'm going to open a film studio. Estimated hire 1,760 people. Estimated cost $50 million. I'm going to hire 90,606 people worldwide. My family governance project will hire 4,584 people nationally. My global and national project cost is $5.3 billion, and my family governance projected cost is $2 billion. If you're looking at this and thinking, how are you going to do all this shit? It's easy. When you set out your yearly growth, year one, I'm going to start GMASH. Year two, I'm going to start Fund the Farmers. Year three, I'm going to start Help Venezuela. Year four, the prison project. For my family governance, death to pests is tiny. So I'm going to start that year one. Purple Hearts Farm is not very big. I'm going to start that year one. League for Larry is going to take a little bit of background work. I'm going to start that year three. Nice ice cream, that's going to be year two, because I need my friend to help me start one of these businesses before I tell her what I'm going to give her. The railroad crossing project, we're going to start that in year three, because there might be technology that's going to come out that's going to replace that. The studios, the MAGA studios, that's going to be started immediately. I have an entire crew of people that are going to take that over. Basically, all my job is to fund the thing. So before you start thinking, oh, I can't do this, I'm going to tell you the thing again. Your mind has been brainwashed. The deep state has spent millions and millions and millions and thousands of dollars telling your brain, you can't do this. You have to have a degree. You have to have this shit. You have to have that shit. That's not true. You don't have to have any of that stuff. What you have to have is the will to do it. You're not here because you fell off the turnip truck. I believe that God has tapped on your heart and you're here for a reason. Being a humanitarian is not easy. You are responsible for many people's lives. You're going to change their lives. This is not something you just, oh, I think I'll just do this today. This is something you take with extreme importance. You're going to change the world, people. You have to listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. If you think, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't think I can do anything. Go sit in your room. Turn out the lights. Pray. Ask God, hey, what am I supposed to do? And the answer will come to you. If you've been thinking about, hey, I'm going to do a project in my own hometown, and you haven't thought about making it bigger, now's the time. Go in there and ask for the moon. Because if you don't ask, you don't get it. And you've been conditioned your whole life to be told you can't do this. Well, God doesn't listen to you can't do this. So reach in your back pocket and pull out everything. Carve your dreams. Carve your reality. Write it down. And then expect to get it. That's what's about to happen, folks. And I need you to be on point. I need you to walk in there and ask for the world and expect it. Because even if you don't have the talent to do any of this, you'll have fuck you money. You can hire anybody that you want to do this for you. Why are we important? Because we are the ones that are holding the vision. We are the ones that are going to be responsible to make sure this happens. If you write out what you want and it can't work, your family governance people are going to say, hey, you might want to change this. You're going to have a exquisite, wonderful, amazing team around you. And they're going to help you do the right thing. They're going to help you get what you need. It's really scary because you don't know what anything is right now. I'm good. I'm really good at what I do. But between you, me, and the wall, I'm a little scared because this is like 30 to 40 times bigger than anything I've ever done in my life. And I feel all the ups, downs, and sideways things I've ever done. I feel like everything in my life has got me ready for what we're about to do right now. And you need to get fed up with it, and you need to get comfortable with it. Go ahead, Jay.
Can I ask a few more rapid questions based on what you've shown us in this index? So these are all, are they at costs at year one? And you're going to be firing them off year after year and in parallel almost, offset a little bit by year.
Yeah, it's going to take me 10 years to get all these things up. And the costs are the estimated costs are the costs when it's fully done. So the Purple Hearts project, when I start that project out, I'm only going to hire, let's go to GMASH. That's the first one on there. The Global Medical Airship. That one, when we start that one out, the first year, I'm only going to have about 50 people. GMASH won't be complete until the military lets normal people have medbed machines. So until year three or four, I'm only going to have 200 hires max. It's not until I get all the rest of the things in place that I'm going to have 800 people. Fund the Help for Venezuela. Help for Venezuela is a 10-year project. I'm not going to hire 87,000 people the first year. That's going to be over 4 years and expansion throughout the country. Help for Venezuela is the name of the project, but we're going to be going to Venezuela, Zimbabwe, the backside of Jamaica, which are just completely poor. We're going to be going to different countries. That's just the name of the project. So it's going to take me, the Help for Venezuela, that's a worldwide global project, and it's going to take 10 years to get it up and running. The prison project, that's going to take 7 years to get fully up and running because we're going to be building facilities, and some of those facilities are going to take me 2 years to finish. Make better sense now?
Impressed by the oversight, but yeah, no, that's helped. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have any questions? Don't be afraid, people. Don't be afraid. Literally, ask for the world. Ask for what is in your heart because it's there to be given to you.
Yes, ma'am. I have a question.
Go ahead, Woke.
Today is actually my wife and I's first time engaging in your video. The question is, are there any recorded calls so we can do some catch up and do some studying?
Yeah, if you go onto your computer or onto your phone and there's three little dots that say RV Project Help, you click on those three little dots and it says View Group Information. You click on that you'll see we have 79 photos. We have 9 videos. I have 158 files, all kinds of documents that you need. There's 27 audio files. There's 19 shared links. And who in the hell? And then this one person who I'm going to erase, they thought they had no, that's going to go in the trash. They did a video audio recording, and that's now gone because they're not supposed to be in there. So that's how you find all the documentation. If you scroll up, most of the things you need immediately, I have done in the past 3 or 4 days. So like how to do your documents. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank as soon as you asked. But a lot of those main things are there. If you go security for your family, how to hire staff after the RB, what's in your binder. We just did those yesterday. There's a couple more in there. So what's in your binder? What other ones have we done? What is family governance? Here, this is, folks, if you guys haven't seen these two, I really urge you, I seriously urge you to listen to these two, because these two audios are really, truly, I've done these two audios before, and I really didn't do as good a job as I did in these two audios. It explains what family governance is, and then it tells you how to fill out your family governance. The documents that are attached to these two audios is the one directly above there called the Clean Clear Family Health Trust. Clean Clear Family Trust. Boy, say that 5 times. Does that help?
Yes, ma'am. Tremendously. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Anybody else have a question? Okay, I'm going to end this audio, and I'm going to do a program that I have only done once before, and it's the principles for taking control of your wealth. The title of it is the 12 principles of wealth. And this is something that I used to sit down with my clients and walk them through all this stuff, because I had stupid clients sometimes. I had clients. Oh, good night, Jay Bone. Wow, UK. I didn't realize that. Thank you for staying with me. I'll have these recordings up for you to see tomorrow night. So I sat my instantly wealthy clients down, and I had a chat with them. And this, the recording that I'm going to do next is that chat. So unless anybody has any questions, I'm going to close this recording. I'm going to play one piece of reggae music, Hawaiian reggae music, and then we'll start the second program for those that want to stay. Davidson, did you have a question?
Yeah, hold on. I locked myself out. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Very well. I can hear you, sir. Why do I think he locked himself out a second time?
I've got a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Are you hosting tomorrow?
I'm sorry, what, sir?
Are you hosting tomorrow?
Yes, every night until the RV goes off.
Sounds incredible. Thank you.
I think it's going to happen in the next 42 to 72 hours. 48 to 72 hours. That's why I'm doing it every single night until we go. All right. I don't know what he was going to ask, but I'm going to end this audio because, oh, there he is. Davidson, are you back on?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that. My question is, on your 10-year plan, do you have a fallback for if you become incapacitated or you pass away, somebody who or organization that will take up your mission profile?
Yes.
Keep your projects going?
Yes. And that is set up in your family governance. That's all the things you decide when you sit down with your family governance team and you go through all that.
Okay, thank you. That's where I put mine. I was just wondering what Greater Binds would be doing.
No, I'm sorry, Greater Binds?
People who have more experience or more...
Oh, Greater Minds.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. It just the audio flared in and out. Yeah, I'm older. I'm 63 years old, and I've had almost a stroke because it went to my eye instead of my brain. So I personally have some concerns about, am I going to live long enough? So one of the things that a family governance takes care of is transition of power from one person to another, and transition of power in case of a sudden death to one person to another family member. Does that help?
Yep, that's pretty much point on what I had already set up with mine, but I wanted to, like I said, address that and see what else came out. I appreciate it.
You're doing perfect, sir. So I'm going to end this recording, and then I'm going to wait one song, and then I'm going to start the second one. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing all these amazing humanitarians to listen to this cranky redhead. God bless every one of you for the incredible journey you're about to take and for the bravery that you have to walk off where no man has walked before. We're going to make the world a better place. We're going to stop the cabal in their tracks. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for these people.